Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshat Tzav, and Shabbos HaGadol, Tav Shanayin Zayin. I'd like to share with our listening audience something that I saw from the Talmud Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael this week, which I believe holds a message for us for the coming days and the Seder. There was once a couple, a Yiddish couple, that were ignoramuses. They didn't know anything. They had not grown up with the Torah education. And they lived in a town which was very far away from a regular Jewish community. Towards the end of their lives, they had the opportunity to move to a quote-unquote from neighborhood. When they moved to that neighborhood, it came the night of Pesach. And the husband said to his wife, "Listen, I've never really done Pesach. I don't know how to do Pesach. I don't know how to do a Seder. Why don't you go out and look in the houses of the people and see how to do a Seder, and you'll come back and we'll do the Seder." So the wife goes and she finds a house that she can look into, and unfortunately, she sees something which terrifies her. And that is, she sees the husband berating the wife for not doing this, that, or the other thing when preparing for the Seder. Terrified, she runs back to her husband, and her husband says, "No, were you able to see what's going on?" And she doesn't answer. And the husband asks again and again and again, and he does not answer. She does not answer. Finally, he starts to berate her, to which she replies, "If you had known how to do a Seder already, why did you send me out to do it?" I heard something interesting this week, that a Rav told his congregation to remember two things. Number one, that dust is not chametz, and number two, that our children are not the Karban Pesach. I also heard once that the Svarim say that the schar that we get for the cleaning of the Pesach and the Mesiris Nefesh of getting ready for Pesach, we lose when we get upset on Erev Pesach. And this is something which is quite common and something that we have to think about. We often equate doing mitzvahs with not being happy. And that's something which is unfortunate. The Leil HaSeder is a beautiful night. It's a night of Yigadat Lebincha. It's a night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to teach our children about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I often wonder, just on one night, this is how we give Emunah. Emunah is not one night. Emunah is a whole lifetime. But the Sfar Maktashim say that on the night of the Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special Siyata Dishmaya, we have a special Kayach, that we are able to, number one, appreciate the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us in taking us out of Mitzrayim. And number two, each father in Klal Yisrael, each parent in Klal Yisrael, has the opportunity to really give over to their children great Yisaidus, great fundamentals in Emunah, and be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that can only be done when we are calm, when we are happy, when we're smiling, when we're patient. And sometimes it's good to look away when the wine spills after the seventh time. But the Avaida that we have to think about is the Avaida of being calm for Pesach. It's not easy, and it's something that we all probably have to work on. But it's something that the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that if we're able to remain calm, and maybe we won't say over that verse, or maybe we won't say everything ever over that we wanted to say, but by just seeing the children seeing that Yiddishkeit is beautiful, that the Avodah of the Seder is beautiful, that the Avodah that we do on the Leil HaSeder, even though it's long and maybe a little bit tedious, but if it's getting over with Ava and Simcha, then we'll have that Siyata Dishmaya, where we'll be able to reach the Kavana of the Mitzvah and to do the Ratzon Hashem of what He wanted us to do for the Leil HaSeder. It's important to keep in mind that everything is centered around the father and the child, and the child asks and the father answers, and the Kedushas Levi explains that this is a microcosm of the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a father, no matter what he may do outside of the house, no matter what his job may be, no matter what his standing may be, but if his little child asks him to play on the floor with him, then he'll do it. He'll get on the floor and play. If a little baby, a little child, asks the father to bring him something, to buy them something, we all know that we'll do whatever our children ask him to do. And that is the relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's really the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. That we're Banim Lamakim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, He made us into His children. And with that, just like a child can ask his father for anything, and the father will oblige, so too, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surely oblige. Wishing everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and may we be Zeicha next year at this time to be in Yerushalayim HaKadosh from Herev Yameinu Amen.